This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
When it comes to the Ohio State University and the Ohio State Buckeyes, and he's a super friend again, I say, Tim May on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Hi, Tim. How
What's
are you?
Buddy?
Hello, Dandy. See how I put y'all's two names together?
Ooh. Very good. How long did you think about that?
Right after producer told me I was going to be on with Dan and Andy.
I appreciate such things. Yeah, that's pretty good.
I'm nothing if I'm not quick.
The man's fast
that
on his
is
feet.
True.
That's
You've
very true.
Always been quick. Yeah. Tim, let me ask you this.
I just thought of a joke there, but I'm not going to repeat it.
I know it's not. The SEC and the Big Ten seem to be getting close in their relationship, and it seems like they may be getting even closer with the stuff going on with about paying off some of the players that used to play. You tell me, are they getting closer?
But are they?
I don't know. Yeah. I'm asking you. That's why you are the all-powerful, all-knowing. You are like the wizard from The Wizard of Oz. You know everything. What is it?
You ever been in a group where there are two guys and they both want to run things?
Yes.
What I'm talking about? And that's what you've got with really the Big Ten and the SEC right now. Greg Sankey, Tony Petitti, with the Big Ten, and just the groups themselves. I think Sankey was on a show the other day and he was talking about how this idea of a super conference of like 50 or 60 or 70 teams, or basically a super league, has no appeal to him because they worked hard to pretty much create the brand that everybody else wants to be. Now you could trump that, pardon the expression, with the Big Ten, which actually gets more money from its television revenue packages than does the Southeastern Conference. But neither one of these, I think both of these want to be the big dog, and I'm not sure if getting together would cause each of them to think they're maybe giving up something. So I don't, just when you think, George's worlds are colliding, they may be actually, going farther apart, kind of like the universe.
Man, that was really, really deep.
That's way too deep.
I'm not sure about the universe. I can't ever remember whether the universe is getting closer or I think we're speeding away from each other. I think it's speeding away from each other. The great universe is out there as far as you can see. The constellations and the stars, et cetera, are speeding away from each other, and some are speeding at each other. The big key there is to avoid the collisions, just like when you're playing running back.
Now I feel back at home. All right, good. I was going to say, we need to get back to, like, knock-knock jokes real quick because this is getting too deep for me.
Yes. I'm not even sure what the knock-knock joke is anymore, but go ahead. I'm not sure you can even tell them.
It's valid. All right, Tim. So it is seeming more and more, too, when it comes to college football. You were talking Greg Sankey. You're talking Tony Petitti, how these guys just want to run this whole thing. It is seeming like the Pac-12 is doing everything in their power to find one school to hop in and make them a real conference again, in the same way that the Mountain West is hopping in to try to find one school to make them a real conference again. Do you think that happens with one of those teams? And there's also a rumbling that a MAC team may be involved in there. Do you think that could happen too?
I'm not sure that would make you a mega conference, even though I love Toledo. But I'm not sure if they added Toledo, everyone else in the country would say, holy Toledo, they're a mega conference. You know what I mean? Some kind of reaction like that. That's not going to happen. Number two, I don't know really at this point who you add, because I think Notre Dame, for example, the last real plum on the tree, as far as I'm concerned, that's, quote, unaffiliated, end quote, even though it is affiliated with the PACC, Pacific Athletic Coast Conference. See what I did there?
Yeah, I did.
I still think I've done that on your show before, and y'all have had a cleanup on aisle three. But
that is true.
But the bottom line is, I don't, you know, except for adding Notre Dame, who are you going to add, man? I mean, USC and Washington and Oregon, and to a certain lesser extent, UCLA are all in the Big Ten.
I mean, there's talk of throwing all the service academies in there, Tim, that maybe you get a whole bunch of viewers.
But that's not a big wowie, you know?
Really.
I mean, they're playing for the President's Cup or whatever it is, you know, the Admiral's Cup. I mean, I guess my point is, that boat's already sailed, I think, for the Pac-12. I don't even know how to answer that question, except I don't see a big, huge name school out there. You know, what they could do possibly is entice California and Stanford to return, but that's not, you know, that's not Oregon and Washington by any stretch. You see what I'm saying? And 100%. And definitely not USC by any stretch. I mean, whether you see USC is up or down, USC has been very up in the past, and is considered one of the blue bloods of college football, you know, and I'm pretty sure Stanford and Cal are not. So they are part of royalty, but, you know, they were never in line for the throne. I'm trying to keep my analogy going there, and it's running out of
steam. It's not. The only thing that's appealing about those is the TV market, let's be honest.
Yeah.
When I look at that, I'm like, okay, San Francisco TV market's a pretty big deal.
But how many of those people are actually – I mean, those people are actually tuning in for USC games and Ohio State games and stuff. You know, I would hasten to wager that when Ohio State is on television on the same time on the same day, no matter who they're playing, and somebody in USC is on, it might be a push in the Southern California market about who draws a bigger number. And I don't even think it'd be a push. I think it'd be a huge number for Ohio State in the Bay Area.
Well, I also think the other thing is that, you know, you want that Big Ten network in Bay Area. I don't even know if they're on cable there or not. Yeah, they are. So they're still getting money per household in there, no matter whether they have a team there or not. So that might make sense, depending on, you know, your platform that you pick it up on. All right, I do want to talk about Ohio State. Tim, you have seen I think I've asked this question before, and I am still blown away every time I watch this kid play. Jeremiah Smith, those two catches last week, I jumped out of my chair on both.
What about the end around?
I'll give you that, too, when you think about all the all-purpose yards he had. Good point on that, Tim.
You were playing your own solo version of Musical Chairs. I would love to see video of that. but beside that point.
I would lose. By the way,
you were cheating. You had three chairs. You could never miss.
Well, I don't know. I mean, TV anchors at one point. Never mind. Long story.
Yeah, no, I know exactly what you're talking about. We won't go there.
No.
But dude, this guy's the real deal. I mean, Chris Carter said it on the Tim May Show, my podcast, you know, back in midsummer. You know, he should start first game, first play. He expected him to make an impact in college football. And this is the guy, Chris Carter, you know, the best wide receiver I've ever seen come through Ohio State. I'm talking about, you know, on a three-year basis. But Jeremiah Smith has gotten off to a better start than any freshman I've ever covered at Ohio State in the wide receiver core. He's the real deal. He's a huge guy. I mean, he's on top of everything. He's big. You know what I mean? I mean, he can do everything you want from a wide receiver. Plus, physically, he's imposing for a 5'11", 195-pound cornerback. So, yeah, I'm not surprised based on what we saw in the spring and what we saw in preseason camp about him. He is like Chris Carter in the sense that he makes a play almost every practice where everybody wants to applaud. You know, and then he gets in games. And that play, when Devin Brown got sent into the game last week, after Will Howard got the breath knocked out of him, and suddenly Devin Brown's in the game. I wrote a story about this at LettermanRow.com this week. The audacity of the coaches right now, what they feel about this offense, going for it on fourth downs, et cetera. But that was a 3rd and 10. Devin Brown's coming in literally cold off the bench, and they felt good about Devin Brown. And they called a little pass play, basically a little wide receiver wheel route is what he ran from the slot. And Devin Brown puts it right there where only Jeremiah Smith can get to it, which he does with one hand. You know, and I'm telling you, I tweeted it and have talked about it since then. That's one of those great plays in Buckeye lore, man. You're going to be going, hey, you remember that play where Devin Brown came in cold off the bench and threw that ball to Jeremiah Smith? And he made a one-handed catch and touched in, got inside the pylon for a touchdown to put them up 24-7 over somebody. That's what you would forget. It was at Michigan State.
Right.
But, I mean, that was as cool a play as I've seen in a while at Ohio State. Reminds me of Justin Fields coming back after getting knocked out against Michigan, coming back in the game and throwing that touchdown pass to the left corner at Michigan. What was that, 2019?
Yeah, it's got David Boston feel on it. Now I think about it. You got me reminiscing about all the great catches that over the last 25 years for Ohio State.
One-handers have become passe almost. It's kind of like 300-yard drives on the PGA Tour.
I don't know, man. Those catches last week, I know.
It
was amazing. I think the other part of it, too, and just, you know, listening to the post-game press conference last week with him, this kid's got his head on straight, too. He seems grounded. I don't know if it's because he's a freshman, but I'm listening. I'm like, this kid's got some serious marketability to him, too.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, he's humble. He took the blame for that interception the week before.
Yep.
It's kind of a combo between him and Will Howard. It was basically the ball Will Howard threw up for Jeremiah Smith just to beat one man on, and the ball was intercepted. And Jeremiah was just a little off, discombobulated is the word I would use, at the end of that play, and couldn't do what he does best, in my opinion. What sets him really apart is putting himself between a defender and the football. And I think you can work on teaching that, but, boy, some guys can just do it naturally, and he's one of those guys. But, yeah, I posted this video on Twitter where Ryan Day was talking about Jeremiah Smith, and Jeremiah was standing back behind Ryan Day to our left as you look at the video, and the look he gets on his face when Ryan also says, and one other thing, he seems to be coming out of his shell now, meaning personality-wise, you know? I mean, he's a freshman, just hoping he fits in, and then now he's one of the stars of the show. It's pretty cool, but this is – I'm telling you, keep reminding people, this is a loaded football team.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
All right, Tim. So what do you think of this? Is there any fear of Iowa whatsoever? They're like scoring over 30 points every so often, and it doesn't make me comfortable. I like my Iowa where they score 14 points a game and Kirk Ferentz is doing nothing but punting.
Yeah, you like your Iowa. You like your Iowa post, not sunny side up. I'm seeing where you're going there. Yeah, there's fear because this is the best team Ohio State's played so far. They have a legitimate defense, an offense that clearly is 100% better than it was last year in terms of scoring points, because what was it averaging last year about the time? About 11 points a game. You know what I mean? Now
3-4 points a game.
Their OC resigned because he couldn't average over 25 points a game in modern college football. It was unbelievable.
I know. It was crazy. But Ohio State's still the better team. And Iowa will step into the ring and throw some punches. That is without a doubt. You know, and Kirk Ferentz's modus operandi is just like any other old-time coach. Get the game to the fourth quarter with a chance to win it. I don't think they get there tomorrow with a chance to win it. Could be wrong, but Ohio State can hurt you in so many ways. Iowa has as sound a defense as you're going to find out there, but this isn't as good an Iowa defense as they've had in the past either. So the fact that Ohio State can hit you with like five or six different options from one play to the next, I mean, have the same personnel and run something totally different, and I mean, I don't mean just from a run to a pass, but from a run to a run, the way they can, the variety they have in their running game now, much less their passing game. I just see Ohio State holding sway tomorrow. You know, and last time I got really worked up and was making a big deal about Iowa's defense and how it could be a close game. I think Ohio State won 54-10. So like, was that 2 years ago? You know, and Iowa had a quarterback that couldn't hit a wall from the middle of a room. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, it was really, really bad. That was a pretty good line I just had right there.
That was. Never heard that one.
That was a good line.
You need to write that.
Couldn't hit an ocean throwing from the boat, you know? But I just feel Ohio State is better. I mean, all the way around better. I think its defense is better.
The biggest thing I keep noticing about Ohio State is I think the offensive line, and then you got guys back that just keeps getting better and better, and then I've got to compare that to the Browns too. So
they're going against a defensive line that's quite sound that makes you fight them to get to the second level to block a linebacker. I mean, they are really great at stump their linebackers for tackles. So that'll be challenge number one for Ohio State tomorrow. But with that in mind, on our bold predictions at LettermanRow.com. The drop today. I have Quinshon Judkins gaining at least 100 yards in this game. So
ooh, I like it.
I think they will crack the safe, the wall, the fence, the border fence, whatever you want to call it.
Tim, we got to roll. Appreciate it. Can't wait to talk to you about Oregon next week, my friend. Thank you, Tim.
Take it easy,
always
man.
A pleasure, fellas. See you later, Dandy.
That's right.
Talk to you later, Dandy. What a man. On the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline, we'll come back. Kevin Stefanski's press conference live from Berea. And then don't forget, coming up at the bottom of the hour, we will do quick predicts where you give us a score of the Browns-Washington game on Sunday. And then you also want to give us Monday morning's headline. That's all straight ahead. I'm Baskin and Phelps, 216-474-0092.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.